Time right now to catch up with Nick from Valenti Lawyers. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Troy. Thank you for having me.
This morning, speaking binding death benefit nominations, what are these?
So they're a bit of a mouthful, to be honest, binding death benefit nominations. They relate to a person's superannuation and what happens to that when they die. Most people won't realise that they don't own the superannuation in their account in the super fund. It is funds that are held by the trustee of that super fund that holds those assets on trust for the member, for the beneficiaries. And so what that means is it's actually the trustee who is legally entrusted to decide what happens to those funds and who should receive them after the policy holder or the fund member dies. These funds don't automatically flow into your deceased estate when you pass away. So a binding death benefit nomination is a way of overriding the trustee's discretion as to where they are to be paid. Generally, the trustee will pay them in accordance with the governing rules of the fund and applicable law. But a binding death benefit nomination allows someone to nominate who they want their superannuation paid to, mm-hmm. and in what proportions,
yep.
and how. So the timing, for example, is a lump sum or sort of a more trickle of funds. And if it's valid, then the trustee has to follow that direction. Now, you can only nominate certain dependents as defined under the legislation. So that includes, as a restrictive list, mm-hmm. you can only nominate payment of these benefits to a spouse, which includes de factos or, same-sex couples and heterosexual couples, to your children, including whether or not they're adopted, any person who is actually financially dependent on you or in whom you're in an interdependent relationship with, so someone you're in a close personal relationship
yep.
with,
and yep.
you each sort of have mutual financial reliance on each other, or to the executor of your will. So that's in a nutshell what a binding death benefit nomination is and how it relates to your superannuation.
Do we need to have these?
Not at all. Not
okay.
at all. You,
yep.
Most people probably won't. You can
yep.
absolutely choose not to make one. And in that case, as will most often be the case, the trustee will simply follow the rules of the fund and the governing law. Now, ordinarily, that means the trustee will then pay the funds to the executor or the administrator of your estate. So if you die, you make a will and you appointed someone as the executor, or if you die without a will, you die intestate,
yep.
then the Administration Act applies, and an administrator will be appointed to handle your estate. The trustee will ordinarily pay the funds to that person who holds those funds on trust for the beneficiaries of your estate.
What about self-managed superannuation funds?
So self-managed super funds can be are slightly different. The rules for how a self-managed super fund operates and how the trustee of that fund has to act are set out in the trust deed. Most larger regulated super funds will have fund rules, but when you're talking about family type arrangements with self-managed super funds,
mm-hmm.
The trustees, when they set it up, ordinarily the mum and dad, when they do it, will meet with their accountant and have a trust deed prepared, which sets out the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there has been a bit of confusion over the last number of years as to whether or not the rules that apply to these regulated super funds, these big ones that most employees will be members of, apply to self-managed super funds. And there's been a recent High Court decision concerning a decision of the WA Supreme Court that has held, it was only released in the last 2 months or so, that has put to bed that issue and held that the provisions of those superannuation industry regulations and legislation that deal with how a member of a regulated super fund is to give notice to the trustee as to what they want to happen to their superannuation after they die. So the regulations that apply to binding death benefit nominations do not apply to self-managed super funds. So in that case, when you're dealing with self-managed super funds, you can set out in the trust deed
yep.
what you want to happen. It could be that you still would like members, if they want to decide how their funds are to be paid after they die, still provide a binding death benefit nomination, but it won't necessarily be subject to the same criteria that a regulated super fund has.
Righto. We are speaking with Nick from Valenti Lawyers about binding death benefit nominations. For those who want to make one, mate, can they make one?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, there are a few criteria and a few vital things that need to be completed for the binding death benefit nomination to be valid. Because if it isn't valid, the trustee won't be obliged to follow it. The first, ordinarily, most regulated super funds will have a prescribed form or checklists and that kind of thing that they make available to make it slightly simpler. But the basic elements that you're going to need to make sure are satisfied are, it's got to be in writing. It's got to clearly set out the proportion of the benefit that you want to be paid to each person you're nominating. So that means is you can only choose eligible nominees that are those dependents that I mentioned before. So your spouse, children, financial dependents, the executor of your will, or someone whom you're in an interdependent relationship with. And you can allocate either all of it to one of them or split it amongst those people, depending if you've got multiple, and in what proportions. But you have to be very careful that the proportion you're allocating adds up to 100%. It has to address the entirety of your superannuation. It needs to be made in writing. It has to be made to the trustee. So it's got to be sent to the trustee. When you're making it, you have to have it witnessed by two people over the age of 18 who are not beneficiaries, and they need to sign a special witness declaration. And again, all of that will usually be included in prescribed form that these super funds make available, but otherwise your accountants or your lawyers should be able to assist with that. When you're filling it out, you can only include those eligible dependents. And once you've completed it and made this declaration, this is the real kicker, it will only be valid for 3 years. Some funds, from the date it's signed and then given to the trustee, some funds don't have this strict requirement within their rules, and beyond that point, it then sort of operates as a non-binding declaration. But they will need to be renewed if you want it to continue to apply after that 3 year period. But it can also be changed or updated or revoked at any time. So that's how one goes about making a binding death benefit nomination.
Absolutely. So if people wanted to know more about the binding death benefit nominations there, Nick, can they get in contact with you today at Valenti Lawyers?
They certainly can. Our wills and estates practice would be happy to help.
All right. Give the team there a buzz today if you can. 9224 622 9224 622, or if you are wanting to know more, check out the website valentilawyers.com.au. Nick Steinsvag from Valenti Lawyers, mate, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you very much for having me, Troy.